This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
From 2400 Sports, Odyssey, and Major League Baseball, this is the PBP Voices of Baseball.
We bring you the people who bring you the game.
Hello, hello, baseball people, and welcome in to the PBP Voices of Baseball, our spot starter episode for today, the 24th of April, and it will include the top five play-by-play calls of the week. That comes up a little bit later on. A reminder to feed me your submissions for the PBP Top 5. You can do so on Twitter, at Matt Spiegs, S-P-I-E-G-S, or you can email us, pbptop5@gmail.com. Looking forward to the Top 5 today. And as always, that's going to be posted to our YouTube page on Friday mornings at 7 a.m., hopefully part of your Friday morning baseball diet. We're going to talk about partners on Tuesday, especially the Complete Game episode on Tuesday is going to be our first ever interview with an analyst, the great Ron Coomer of Cubs Radio. Coom is a friend. Coom is a wonderful guy and a terrific partner to Pat Hughes. And we're going to get into the ins and outs of what it is to be a supportive, excellent partner as an analyst for a play-by-play guy as good as Pat. But I want you to hear, as a little teaser for Tuesday, an example of how they work together. This comes from this week's thriller at Wrigley against the Dodgers on Tuesday night. This is a tie game, bottom of the 10th. The Manfred man, the ghost runner, blinded by the light, is there at second in the form of Vidal Brujan, a pinch runner at that point. Listen to Pat Hughes, the Hall of Famer, and Ron Coomer. Set the table for the situation, call the play, and then finish the story and say goodbye. This is all in real time since Ian Happ did them the favor of swinging at the first pitch. Tuesday night from the Cubs Radio Network.
The crowd in a frenzy at Wrigley. The Cubs have a chance to win it right now. 10-10 tie. And the pitch to Ian Happ. Swinging a base hit into right. Brujan around third heading home. Here comes the throw to the plate. Cubs win. Cubs win the ball game. Ian Happ, a game-winning single. The Cubs are mobbing Ian Happ out near first base. One for the memory books, Ron. What a great win for the Cubs tonight.
There's your over and in. That's what you're trying to do at the at-bat. You hook that ground ball and hope it gets through. And drive him in. Brujan coming around third. I thought he was stumbling a little bit coming around third base. And I'm like, oh no. But he kept his footing and came in to home. Head first dive. Safe play. Not close at the plate. And the Cubs win another wild one here at the Friendly Confines.
So exciting. Just great, comfortable interplay between the two of them. Setting each other up. Complimenting each other as you must. Just wonderful stuff. Really looking forward to Tuesday's conversation. I know you're going to dig it with Ron Coomer. next week. All right, it's time now for the PBP Top 5, the five best calls of plays from all around Major League Baseball, be it radio or television, that we here at the PBP get to provide and bring to you with the context learned in three seasons of analyzing play-by-play. Number five is my favorite radio guy. It's Tom Hamilton of Cleveland, WTAM. Aaron Judge versus Cade Smith at Yankee Stadium to end the game on Monday. It was a thriller of a ball game and the best player in baseball against the backup closer.
The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Ball game. He got him with a split finger. And Cade Smith takes care of the mighty Aaron Judge. And game one goes to the Guardians, beating New York 6-4.
Hamilton does not miss. The flow, the pacing, the explosive natural emotion that never feels forced. Tom Hamilton feels big time every time. Number four, it's rare you get an opportunity to call a great defensive play that ends the game. Check out Corey Provis from Twins Television as he follows the action and lets his voice explode in actual real time as the play unfolds.
The 2-2 in the air to right center field. Buxton on the move to his left. Buxton will dive, and he caught the ball. Buxton caught the ball. Twins win. Twins win, and the Twins win it on a great defensive play by Buxton in right center.
Byron Buxton would later say it's maybe the favorite catch of his career. He doesn't think he's ever had one like that to end a ball game. Corey Provis on the word dive, naturally going where one goes. Number three, this is a radio guy, Dan Dickerson, who moved over to television for the Tigers for this Spencer Torkelson home run call. Listen to hear the narrative and feel the narrative as the energy builds up, the ball in flight, is it going to get out or not? The inflection of Dan Dickerson tells the story.
Hitting everything this year. High fly ball, left field, deep. Waters back at the fence. How about it? Two out, three-run home run in a two-strike count. The Tigers take a 3-0 lead in the fifth.
Got to get Dan Dickerson on this podcast, and not just because producer Robbie Triano is a Tigers meatball of the highest order. All right, my second favorite call of the week is the great Pat Hughes of Cubs Radio. As he sets the scene, tells the story of a Carson Kelly home run. This is in last Friday's thriller against the Diamondbacks at Wrigley, and sets the table for the rest of the game. All so efficient and so descriptive and evocative in under 40 seconds.
Arizona 11, Cubs 7. We're in the bottom of the eighth inning. A game that's already been crazy. Cubs are hoping it gets a lot crazier. Here's the 1-0. A swing and a high fly ball. Deep left center. Back toward the wall. It's got a chance. Gone. Game on. A three-run homer by Carson Kelly. And it's an 11-10 ball game. Still nobody out. Eighth inning. Wow.
That crazy eighth inning, as Pat tells you, was not done. The Diamondbacks scored 10 in the top of the eighth. The Cubs scored 6 in the bottom of the eighth, culminating with this Kyle Tucker home run. Listen to Boog Sciambi of Cubs Television as he gets provincial in the moment. And what a moment it was.
Here's Tucker. Swing and a drive. Right field. Way back. We are on top. Bedlam.
Bedlam is the simple one-word description from Jim Deshays, and that's all you need in TV sometimes. I loved Boog feeling it. He would joke later in the inning about how he channeled Hawk Harrelson there. The we just came out. Look, fans want it. Fans need it. Don't force it. But if it feels good and it's there, let it fly. Time now for a bonus call on the PBP Top 5. This is a college wildlife edition of the bonus call. The third game of the NCAA Division I series between TCU and the University of Central Florida, the Horned Frogs and the Knights. Mark Jacobs, who's the UCF play-by-play voice and the director of broadcasting, he's on the call there alongside the analyst, Stephen Branca. Look, when the TV gods give you an osprey with a recently caught fish in its talon as it lands on a lighting tower, then you get to psychologically inhabit the osprey.
There's 6, 7, 8 in the lineup for TCU, and looks like someone's brought lunch home. Whoa.
Lunchtime.
That's where you stand up and say, look at I am the master of the kingdom.
Look at that.
Wow. Don't know if we'll go back for highlights of lunch, but we start the top of the seventh. Here's Nolan Traeger.
Mark Jacobs, today you are the master of the kingdom. Thanks so much for checking out the PBP Top 5 Calls of the Week. Remember, you can email us, pbptop5@gmail.com, or tweet me, @MattSpeegs, with your favorite calls and see if they get in the top five. That'll do it for this spot starter edition of the PBP. My producer is Robbie Triano. The producer emeritus is Ryan Porth, so we can still ask him to do stuff. And we do. My collaborator is James Vickery. The music comes from Kurt Morrison of Tributosaurus. This is an Odyssey podcast in collaboration with Major League Baseball. Find us on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcast. And you can find us on our YouTube page, 670 The Score's YouTube page, where you can see the PBP Top 5. Be listening next Tuesday for a complete game with Ron Coomer and much more to come. Twice a week, you get the PBP, Voices of Baseball. We bring you the people that bring you the game.